Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live. I'm Genevieve Randall, and later in this week's podcast, we'll learn about a celebration of silent film star Harold Lloyd in Beatrice. But we start this week with a conversation with Dick Morris from the St. Paul United Methodist Music and Arts Series. And Dick, by the time some listeners hear this, they may or may not have already heard your featured ensemble this month on Friday Live, the UNL Horn Ensemble. So
that's right.
Let's talk about this group, the Husker Horns.
The Husker Horn Choir, that's right. And what a sound. We rehearsed last night.
Oh, good.
It was 22, 23, 24 horn players. An incredible sound. And when I first started working with the horn group, which was in Austin, Texas, I had no idea of the fabulous range of this instrument. But then when you get that many players together playing 4-to-8-part harmony, it's incredible.
I can imagine.
Great, wonderful, rich.
The horn is powerful sounding,
yes.
Having that many in a room. And what kind of repertoire are they playing then?
They just said something for everyone, and that's the best way I can. It's some delight. I heard it all last night, you know, of some pretty serious and some very delightful, some solo playing over the group and that sort of thing. And then we do end it with a piece with the organ and ends with full organ at the end with them. So
I'm guessing that horn and organ pairs pretty well.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yes.
The leader of this ensemble is from the UNL Glencorf School of Music.
Yes, Alan Mattingly.
That's probably pretty fun for those students, I think, to get together and play.
And of course,
what's
interesting, this is horn majors, but also non-majors and community people.
Oh, neat.
So there's there's some people who are almost my age playing. You know, Rick Ricker's playing, for instance. And so it's a wonderful community event, actually. They get together and they just have a great time. It was fun watching them last night.
And for any listeners who don't recognize that name, Rick Ricker was on our Friday Live broadcast that we did from the Lead Center. He plays with Nebraska Brass, also Nebraska Chamber Players.
All that, yes.
All kinds of ensembles.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. Now, we say this every time, I'm sure, if listeners are regular Friday Live Extra and Friday Live listeners. For listeners who don't know, there is a lunch served before and after the 12:10 performance. And in Payne Parlor, right there next to the sanctuary, there's always art on the walls see as well. So who is this month's featured artist?
Gail Coleman and Karen Bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're connected with the Noyes Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen their work yet. They're putting it up even as we speak. And but I understand that Gail's is more impressionistic using mixed media. And Karen's is digital.
A digital
artist.
So
it'll be a very interesting show. And that'll be in place for the whole month.
So for all of March, those two artists' work will be featured in Payne Parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's coming up on the series in April?
In April, we seem to be into groups. We've had Cora de Flauty and now the horn choir. Next month in the April will be Laudamus Women's Choir, about 45 voices from Concordia University. And their art will be from their art department.
We get a feature of Concordia then April as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dick Morris has been here talking with me about the St. Paul United Methodist Music and Arts Series. He curates the musicians featured there. If you're hearing this podcast before the March 1st Friday Live, you can get a sampling of the UNL Husker Horns on that show. They will play live during the show, which of course starts at 9 a.m. Now, the performance for the St. Paul Music and Arts Series are at 10 minutes after noon.
That's correct.
Preceded by Nancy Shane playing the McKinley Bells before
the
concert.
Yes.
And St. Paul is right there in downtown Lincoln.
Absolutely. And with a garage even.
With the garage even on the west side of the building there. Dick Morris, it's always a pleasure to talk to you about this series.
Thank you so much. It's always wonderful to be here.
Next, here on our podcast, I'm joined by Janelle Cleveland to talk about an event presented by the Gage County Historical Society and Gage County Classic Film Institute. Janelle is a member of the Gage County Classic Film Institute. Events in this celebration take place March 1st through the 3rd in and around Beatrice. It's titled Spotlight on Silent Movie Star Harold Lloyd. And Janelle, it's great to talk with you.
Thank you. I'm glad to do this. We are very excited about our event coming up.
Yeah, I can imagine. Harold Lloyd is best known probably for that scene in which he's hanging from a clock face on a high building, but he was in many films. I'm reading right here that he made 213 films, and he was born in Burchard, Nebraska.
He was born in Burchard. He lived in several different towns around Nebraska, including Beatrice, Omaha, Pawnee City, and Wilcox, at least. So we know of those areas before he moved out of Nebraska.
Is there a special occasion or some particular reason to celebrate Harold Lloyd in March particularly?
Well, March has just generally been when we've done our event, the first weekend of March.
Now, the events themselves, I see there's kind of a combination of free events and then there are some ticketed events as well. The first events are free at the Beatrice Public Library, Friday, March 1st at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. What's going on and who's your special guest?
That night, we will be having a reception for Scott Iman and Ben Modell, who are our very special guests. There will be some nice catered food that will be available. You'll be able to meet and greet our guests. Scott Iman is a best-selling author. And he writes books on various Hollywood entertainers and studios and has a wealth of knowledge about silent film, and he loves silent movies. So he's going to come speak about Harold Lloyd. And Ben Modell, who is from New York City and teaches at Wesleyan University in New York City, and he teaches silent film, and he plays the organ and piano for silent film internationally. And he's excellent. It's just a treat to watch the talent that he has.
Now, there are a couple of ticketed events on Saturday for the morning and the afternoon events, which I'll just go ahead and give the rundown here, include a tour to either Burchard or Wymore. There's a lunch event featuring a Q&A moderated by Omaha film historian Bruce Crawford. And then there are events at the Beatrice Community Players Theater at 1:30. So what are the Saturday afternoon events going on?
Well, the first thing is the lunch at Valentino's, and that will start at noon. And anyone could go to that. You buy your lunch when you go there, and you'd have an opportunity to talk to our guests and ask questions to them. And Bruce Crawford from Omaha will be moderating those questions. And then we'll go over to the Community Players, which is always where we've had our main events since we've been doing this. This is our sixth event that we've done as the Gage County Classic Film Institute. And what we will be doing that afternoon is have some speakers, including local librarian Lorene Riedesel, who will talk about the family there in the Beatrice area. And we will have a few slides that were from 1949 when he was back in Beatrice. Scott Iman will be speaking on Harold Lloyd and then and now and what we need to know and understand about Harold Lloyd. And Ben Modell will speak about what he does providing music for silent films. And he will also then be playing for our feature film, which is Kid Brother.
And then there are more things going on Saturday evening and on Sunday as well. Would you like to talk about those?
Saturday evening, then, we are going to have a free event that will be at the library. And that will be featuring another film, Professor Beware. And you'll be able to meet and greet our featured guests that evening as well. So people will have a lot of access to our very top-tier guests. And then on Sunday afternoon, they're going to show another film for free at the library, and that'll be Mad Wednesday, also known as The Sins of Harry Diddlebach. And the name was changed at some point, so it's known by both of those names. And that is a sound movie from 1947.
So we get a little bit of a mix of silent film and talkie, I guess they used to say at the beginning anyway.
Our guests will not be there for that event, so you're going to want to come on Friday and Saturday so that you can meet them.
Janelle, just curious, I read here that, you know, you are practiced law in Lincoln, but you grew up in Beatrice. From your point of view, what does it mean to you to have someone like Harold Lloyd having been born in Nebraska and to celebrate him in this way?
Well, I go to a lot of film festivals. This will be the 10th one for Turner Classic Movies in Hollywood in April. And I have gone to all 9 of the first ones and will be there in April. And I love classic movies. And I have, one of the things that I have really tried to do is to let people know that we have a lot of talent that has come from Nebraska. And we have some very legendary movie stars from here. And a lot of people, I think, on the coast, they just don't even realize what talent has come from here. But such as Henry Fonda, Fred Astaire, Marlon Brando, Montgomery Clift, Dorothy McGuire, Ward Bond, just to name just a handful. And my office here in Lincoln has pictures of many famous Nebraska movie stars. So that's kind of my mission, is to let people know how much talent we have from here. But from Gage County specifically, I think there is a real concentration which just amazes me. We have Robert Taylor, who was a film legend and such a very handsome leading man. And then we also have John Fulton, who's not a movie star, but he won 3 Oscars for special effects, and his father won 1 Oscar for special effects, and both of them were born in Beatrice. Then we have Gene Kuhn, who was a writer and producer on Star Trek. And last year we had our event on Gene Kuhn and Star Trek. We also have Janet Shaw, who's a character actor, who was in many films that were big films, but she had some pivotal roles, but not big roles, because she was a character actor. We have a lot of talent from there, and we've done events that have included all of these people, and our plan is to continue to have an annual event where we will be honoring all of the people from Gage County, and we'll just sort of rotate through them so that we can continue to watch what their work is. And there's a lot of opportunities or choices for us to make to show at our events.
Must be something in the water in Gage County, Janelle.
I think so. I grew up there. I've lived here in Lincoln since I started college, but I'm in Beatrice a lot. I still have family there, and so I'm there a lot. It seems that and I love the fact that they invite me to be part of their group there for Gage County, because they know how interested I am in this kind of an event.
Well, I've been talking here with Janelle Cleveland, who is a member of the group Gage County Classic Film Institute, and we've been speaking about the March 1st through 3rd events in and around Beatrice, celebrating silent film star Harold Lloyd. We'll have links this week on the Friday Live page of our website where listeners can find more information, and that's at netnebraska.org/radio. Janelle, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you for letting me.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast from NET Radio. Production help from Dave Hughes. Our theme music is by Alexios Anest. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.